الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. This is the great month of Ramadan. We were discussing the Quran Sharif over the past few days, and the Quran Sharif, as this ayat of the Quran Sharif states, before that, one posture of namaz, let's discuss that, and that is when we are in at-tahiyyat position, tashahhud position, jalsa, and the legs at the back, how they should be. The left leg, we should spread it out and sit on the left leg. And then the right leg, try and keep it straight up 90 degrees as far as possible. According to every person, but as far as possible, try and keep it straight up. And if we can, the big toe of the right leg should touch the toe of the left, or the big toe of the left leg must touch the toe of the right leg. Many times we leave a gap for those who can manage it, who are healthy, who are young still. And also in all the postures of namaz, we should not look at elderly people, because they have become sickly, helpless, bones are paining, they can't manage. We should inquire. Don't just copy and think this is the sunnah. We see our sheikh, for example, we see a buzurg, a pious person doing it, but they are of elderly age. They are doing it perhaps because of some handicap they have got. So in that case, we should inquire first. Don't just start following in that way. And it isn't any virtue to follow any particular buzurg. Because he is doing it this way, we also do it that way. Whether it's our sheikh or whoever, we should try and find out what is the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we should do that. And if we see somebody else, the elderly person especially, doing it in another way, we should understand and take it that he cannot manage it. Otherwise, he should also have done it that way. So that is also important. Many people, without reason, we cross our legs and we sit on them. If there isn't a necessity, that should not be done. We should follow the sunnah. And some people, in their few other postures also, they do it. The right thing to do is that the left leg must be spread out at the bottom, and we sit on the left leg. And the right leg must be kept up. And if possible also, those who have that, who are so agile, the toes should be bent to face Qibla. If that can be done, then that also should be done. The toes should be bent to face Qibla, and the leg should be kept straight up. May Allah give us tawfiq to perfect our namaz in every aspect, inshallah. So with regard to this, on the great month of Ramadan, there are a few things which Allah Ta'ala has put together for us, and we should try and make regular shukr to Allah Ta'ala for that also. Yeah, the whole of deen, iman, Allah blessed us with Islam, Allah made us into human, He made us human beings, and one of His greatest favors, He made us in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then He connected us with Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and with the ulama, with the righteous beliefs, whether they are known as the ulama of Deoband, or in all countries there are different names by which they are known, but all these ulama who are of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, who are not on bid'at, etc., not on either extreme. They not on the one side that they don't have any care for buzurgs, they don't think of them, neither on the other side where they make the buzurg everything, that he is everything, nor in between, the correct path. For that we cannot make enough shukr to Allah Ta'ala. It wasn't our choice really, it is only the fizzle of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Also one dua we should try and make regularly, that Ya Allah, all of us who claim to be Muslims and who say we are Muslims, give us those aqidah and those beliefs and that Islam and Iman which is accepted by you and which you love. And let us live by that, die by that, be raised up with it, and may Allah enter us into Jannatul Firdaus with it. So that is very important, that we make the shukr to Allah Ta'ala and this dua also on a regular basis. Like for example, at night when we are lying down to sleep, then talk to Allah Ta'ala. Tell him where, alhamdulillah, we got a nice comfortable room. It's so cold outside. Yeah, Allah gave us a room. We are warm in the room. All those ni'mat also material. But more than that, that he made us Muslims. Even if a person is a revert, it isn't his choice. Allah made him. Allah brought him into the fold of Islam. And there can never be enough thanks to Allah for that. And don't delve into this, that the others haven't got iman. Make dua for them, make effort on them. But this is a gift from Allah. Spend more time in trying. Don't try and solve any problems. Geometric problems and all those things. No. Make shukr that Allah made us Muslims. Make dua for all who are not Muslims, jinn and men also. Make dua that all or everyone can be saved from the fire of Jahannam, the azab of the qabr. These are all very serious matters. And even in this dunya, Allah's azab in this dunya, if we read as we are hearing in Jazaul Amal at night, that all these people who were punished, for what were they punished? It was because of the disobedience to Allah. So Allah gave us the tawfiq to be somewhat obedient to Him, that we are not openly disobedient to Him. And there are still plenty more things that we have to see too also. Don't just take our outside, that we are according to sunnat, we got topi, we got beard, we got kurta. Make shukr for that. That we got namaz in our lives, make shukr. But there are so many people like this who are perhaps still watching TV also. And today the TV is in your hand. And wherever you are, the cell phone, and what a person is watching at any time, at any place, what things people are watching. If Allah has saved us from that, we can't make enough shukr. Because this is such a temptation, such a fitna that has gripped the people. Whether young people, whether women, whether men, whether old people, it seems to have gripped everyone. If a person is saved from it, just make shukr to Allah. Never look down upon a person who is involved in this. Because, yes, advise him. Be good to him. Speak to him. Make dua for him. But don't look down. When a person looks down of this, many times Allah gets us involved in those things. We have to be very careful. Never have a holier than thou attitude. Never just run down a person. That is not our work. We should make dua for the person. Otherwise, we get involved in those things. And if Allah's azab comes, nobody can stop the azab of Allah. May Allah Ta'ala save us, inshallah. Then further, we also, what we have to think about, inner qualities of the heart. Pride, there may be in the heart. That is also a terrible disease. There may be unthankfulness, unappreciativeness. If we don't appreciate mankind, we won't be able to appreciate Allah. And appreciating mankind, Allah gave tawfiq, alhamdulillah. We were usually and almost always when I have a meal at home, then even if I have a meal somewhere else, but my wife, she's in my mind, and I make dua for her, that how she provides for me. She cooks, she goes out of her way. So much our women folk do for us, and we can't say one jazakallah also. We can't appreciate one time also. That instance is quite famous. It will be worthwhile repeating it again for those, there are many who haven't heard it, and for those of us who would heard it, it will be a refresher. That Maulana Abdul Hay Arifi Rahmatullah Ali, a great buzurg, was really a doctor. And he was invited by somebody for meals, and after meals, he thanked the house lady from Parda, and he said, Jazakallah, very nice food, I appreciate it, and he thanked her very much for it, and he went. But she started crying, and crying profusely. So her husband asked her, why are you crying? Maulana didn't criticize you, he didn't insult you, he praised you, he thanked you, he showed his appreciation. She said, I'm crying because 40 years I'm cooking for you, not one day did you tell me Jazakallah. Not one day did you show any appreciation. But yes, in the 40 years you complained a lot. The salt is too much, the salt is too little. On that I remember on salt one instance of one alim, which is said an alim of Darul Ulum Dioban, whoever it was, an alim, and whose normally ulama's wages are very small, and in those days it was even more. Nowadays, alhamdulillah, reasonably it has improved. Anyway, over 6 months he saved money to buy a chicken. And he was looking forward to have a chicken, but Allah shan, when the wife cooked it, she put so much salt, it was like poison. You couldn't taste it also, you couldn't touch it. What will happen to a person normally? He'll become very angry and upset. 6 months of my little savings, now I've managed to buy a chicken. Today every meal is chicken. In those days, the chicken was a very rare commodity. And there is a lot of detail. When we come to that, inshallah, we will go in that if Allah wishes. Anyway, but he thought to himself immediately, this is also by Allah's tawfiq, that Ya Allah, she's your slave woman, I'm your slave man, she made a mistake, I make her maaf, I won't speak one word, and you keep me in mind on the day of Qiyamah. And when he passed away, somebody saw him in his dream and said, Allah has forgiven me. For what? That day when you forgave your wife. That she, you forgave her, you overlooked her. Allah Ta'ala forgave all your gunas also. So there is also one quality we should try and have, that we make this dua also to Allah Ta'ala. That Ya Allah, whoever's rights are upon me, give me tawfiq to fulfill all those rights. And where I fall short, I beg of you, your unlimited resources, Allah's treasures, there is no limit. According to scientists, matter cannot be created, matter cannot be destroyed. They work with matter, they also matter, and they work with matter. But for Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, whenever He wants to create anything, not even kun, just His thought and the thing is there. So Allah Ta'ala creates. So Allah's treasures, there is no limit to Allah's treasures. And Allah's qualities, as Allah is limitless, His qualities are limitless. That Ya Allah, your great quality and attribute of generosity and kindness, and your unlimited treasures, you give every person his full right. You make him happy. You give him million times more than what his right is. In dunya also, in akhirat also, everywhere you give them. And oh Allah, if I have got rights on somebody, somebody backbited about me, somebody thought evil about me, somebody did me down in business, whatever it might be, for your sake, I make that person maaf. Make this dua. On that basis, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will forgive us also. That Allah sees my banda, He is making everyone maaf. In fact, on the day of Qiyamah, one person will be short of one neki, one sawab, to go to Jannat. And one person will have only one sawab. Allah will tell this person, you go, see if you can get one sawab. This one person said, my one sawab is not going to get me anywhere. Your work will get done. Take it. He'll go to Allah. Allah will say, who is that who gave you a sawab on this day? One neki, that's the day we will appreciate. Yeah, we hear the rewards of amal are so much and so much. On the day of Qiyamah we will appreciate. Then Allah said, you had that heart to give, go, I forgive you also. So if we forgive the rights of other people, and especially our close people, for example, our children, our parents, family, somebody has upset us, our children have upset us, we make them maaf. And very, very important as far as our children are concerned. Today is a different world. And they have got attitude. The way they will look at their parents, the way they will pull up their faces, and what everything. Just nobody cares, but we as parents must keep our heart very big. Never let a baddua go out for our children. Parents' badduas are extremely serious. Never let a baddua go out. Keep our heart. Say, Ya Allah, though I might be feeling it, but for your sake I'm making it maaf, oh Allah. You forgive him also. And you forgive her also. And you let them also respect their elders. Oh Allah, what I'm going through, don't let them go through that. I might have done wrong to my parents. I might have been abusive to my parents. My children are today abusive, but I make maaf. That heart, Allah loves that heart. So many times like that. So these things, outwardly we might be very nice, pious, everyone shaking our hands, and we get quickly deceived also. Eh? A person, two, three people go out of their way and shake your hands. Oh, you really think I'm somebody. And really I got status. See how the people are coming. And that same person, if you just hear what he's talking behind your back, eh, then you'll be shocked at that, what he's saying now. So don't be fooled by this. This is a person with very low mentality who gets fooled very quickly. And he thinks that he is really something. So we shouldn't be fooled with that. So all these things we should think of. Don't just take it for granted. We are very big buzurgs and pious. We came for i'tikaf, or we went for umrah, we went jamaat 40 days. All these things are necessary. We must do all this. There are great virtues in all this. I've become a hafiz, I've become an alim. But we are all humility Allah loves. And if, and one person, a person who is a who has got some qualities, and he has got pride, which he shouldn't have. Shaitan, he's made of fire. Fire does go up, and he used that in order to justify himself not to make sajda to Adam a.s. But mankind, who is made of sand, he hasn't got that that takes him up also fire. On what is he being proud, or what has he got pride for? So, and we know ourselves. We should just look little bit. In fact, we read in the kitab one night here, I think Mufti Desai Sahib read for us from our akhlaq. That person who is very fortunate, whose eyes are on his pulse all the time. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, Neki kar darya me dal. Do a good deed, throw it in the sea. Don't think about your good deeds and make yourself, pump yourself up. Then if you pump yourself, like at these garages, they have that big man there when the wind is blowing this way and blowing that way, we just like that also. There is nothing in us. And just one hole in that, and that whole thing will go flat. There is nothing in it. One person just tells you something which you don't like. Or he treated you something which you didn't like. And there you are gone flat. No, that should not be the case. We don't think, don't blow ourselves up, pump ourselves up. Think that we are somebody big. Humility Allah loves very greatly. And that person who has got good qualities, really, he's got generosity, he's got marifat of Allah, love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's got deen, and he's got humility. He's a person, you can say he's got justified, he's got some quality, but he's got, that is something very great. So especially with our family members also, with the wife, our treatment, that is very, very important. Sheikh, I'll remember the name, just remind me, whose Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hand came out to make musafa with him. Sheikh Ahmed Rifai rahmatullah alayhi. There are other versions also, but one version is that on one occasion, it was the afternoon resting period in the Khanqa, and one Khansaf came, a Pathan, who's a person with a lot of temper and big pulled, and he vents his temper also very easily. He came and he was very keen to meet the Sheikh. So, because he heard of the great qualities of the Sheikh. So everyone was sleeping, and then he woke up a few brothers, but they didn't show any interest that he wanted to go meet. So he said, what kind of murids are this? A person has come from so far, he wants to meet such a great sheikh, and they're not even interested or anything. So anyway, he went in the private house of Hazrat. And there he found his wife, Hazrat's wife, was just like what we use for when we have a bride, what you call it? Like a throngs. With that she was hitting him, and she said, you think you're such a great buzurg, what are you, etc. He, a Pathan, where could he tolerate it? He started raising his voice. Hazrat said, you keep quiet, you leave from here, you go away. And then Hazrat afterwards told him that on account of tolerating her, Allah gave me this honor that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hand came out to make salam with me. So there are other versions also, but anyway, this is the thing that with our families especially, with our children, our young children, our grown-up, the adolescents of today, the young boys of today, we know what the attitude is. So we have to have a lot of patience and overlook, accommodate, make our hearts big. Allah loves this very, very greatly. So all these things are part of piety. So we shouldn't confine it only with our outward structures and Ramzan. Ramzan convinces many people they are very pious. And they forget what they do on Eid's night again. And after Eid, what they do again, they forget. Ramzan, we kept 30 rozas, 29, 30 rozas. People in the northern hemisphere, 20, 22 hour, 21 hour rozas. Hey, all the 20 rakats of Taraweeh. After that, how many people tahajjud, qiyam-e-layl, may Allah accept from everyone. Give us all tawfiq to increase. Hey, we shouldn't also put too much of a burden on ourselves and then we collapse. But how much we can? Yeah, alhamdulillah, we're having about more or less half an hour, just over half an hour program after Isha. That is also enough. But who can do more, even just a little bit more, do. We have to get up for Sehri, just try and get up a little bit earlier, make some tahajjud, make some duas. If we can do more, by all means, everyone, and many people are free in the day, they can sleep in the day. Those who have to go to work, they have to see to that also. And as we read in the kitabs, to earn a halal livelihood is a very great ibadat also, very great ibadat. So deen has to be complete. And therefore, we appeal to our brothers, especially those who have given the 30, 40 days, whatever amount of time. The five kitabs which are being read here, that is on beliefs, aqaid, all these are very important. Ibadat, muamalat, muasharat, and akhlaq. All these are extremely important. All the programs are important. Try and sit for every program and give proper attention in every program. Listen properly what is being said. It's very, very beneficial. If we spend one Ramzan like this properly, inshallah, we will benefit for life tremendously. So anyway, so this all gifts which Allah, make shukr to Allah at night when we are lying on bed. And then also all this few duas, that make these duas also. And those, the taste of the pudding is in the eating. So just the pudding, which Hazrat Maulana Palanpuri Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to, sometimes when he used to come on that subject of Jannat, and what the enjoyments of Jannat, then he says, now think for yourself, that in Jannat to enjoy, to listen to it is so enjoyable. So enjoyable that here at the Ijtimaga, they haven't made enough bathrooms. The young boys will need bath in the morning when they hear of all the enjoyments of Jannat. But when you will taste Jannat yourself, what will be that? We cannot imagine the beauty of Jannat and what great things Allah has made. So we should keep this in mind. So this all what I'm trying to say, practice on it. Then the enjoyment will come. Our namazes, the perfection of namaz, concentration, try and practice on it and then see. Allahu Akbar, as we said, that over 300-400 times a day a Muslim says Allahu Akbar, who just does the bare minimum. But when the greatness of Allah will come in us. Today we see, which we mention quite often, with the mobile, the cell phone, WhatsApp, every now and then a message, and a person is fumbling for his phone and looking and shaking his hand this way, that way, doing something. The way it has affected him. While he's driving, the cell phone is there. Everything, all the time. It looks like the cell phone 24 hours is with us all the time. And Allahu Akbar doesn't tickle us also. The greatness of Allah, and when the greatness of Allah will come into a person. And the azmat of Allah, the azmat of the Quran Sharif, the greatness of the Quran Sharif. Anyway, we have drifted quite a bit. Or still with that Maulana Abdul Hay Arifi Rahmatullahi, his wife said, that person's wife, that 40 years I'm cooking, and you didn't appreciate, you find fault all the time. So the next day, he started lunchtime, thanking her, praising her, etc. Again, she started crying. And women folk commonly say, it's a no-win situation. You can't please this man. And the man say that about the woman. No matter what you do, you can't make them happy. And they say, with this man, you can never make him happy. He's got a problem. You stand is a problem, you sit is a problem. You talk is a problem, you keep quiet is a problem. Whatever you do is a problem. So anyway, so he asked, now why are you crying? She said that 40 years I'm cooking for you, not one day you praised me or thanked me. Today when the neighbor's wife sent the food, you can't stop. You're just getting on all the time. So appreciation is a very, very great thing. And man lam yashkuri nas lam yashkuri Allah. A person who is not thankful to mankind won't be thankful to Allah Ta'ala. We must learn to appreciate. Fortunate is that person. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةَ أَنِشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ. One meaning of this, that the wisdom Allah had given to Luqman alayhi salam was that he had shukr, he used to make shukr. So this is a great thing. So we make shukr of the other things also, that Ya Allah, you gave us the treasure of Islam, of Iman, of all these things. Together with that also, you gave us the treasure of the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan, hopefully we'll try and condense it as much as we can. We are too slow to reach where by now already. With our subject matter, we are still very far back. We have to cover up a bit, quite a bit. But the month of Ramadan is a great month of what call it Allah Ta'ala's favors upon us. Fortunate is that person who doesn't look at it in the least but as a burden, as something undesirable. We have to keep quiet, we have to keep rozas, we have to make tarawih, we have to get up for sehri, but he enjoys it. Physically you can feel weak because of your physical, but in your heart, emotionally, that there is nothing like this. Just think, a businessman for December, he's so busy, and he occupies himself so much, he's buying goods, goods are just getting sold, buying more, packing, before he knows what those goods, he's not getting cross that I have to work, overwork in December. And I haven't got time even to sleep. I have to come 1 hour earlier to job. Before coming to job, I have to pick up goods here. Make this phone call, that phone call, that. We see how businessmen are there. This is, which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, a businessman, what is business? He said, it's from two words. Hazrat, in his beautiful way, used to analyze it. Busyness, busy. And ness is your nerves. That every nerve in the body is busy. That is a businessman. When he's eating also, he's got a phone ordering this, telling that person that. When he's sleeping also, his phone is there. All the time. He's busy all the time. There is no rest for him. And can you imagine, sadly, when Ramzan comes in the holidays, now we're having people who go for holidays in Ramzan. Hey, what a sad thing. And going to resorts and all these places. Can you imagine a businessman that on the 15th of December, he puts a notice on his shop door, retail shop. Wholesalers may be closed or factories are closed that time, but retail shop, that is the time they are busy. He puts a notice there, gone for fishing for 2 weeks. Can you imagine that a person, a businessman, a retailer putting a notice that I'm gone for fishing for 2 weeks? Impossible. Ramzan, and you think of holidays. Ramzan, and you think of passing time. Just to do the bad. In fact, a person can't do the little basics which he wants to do. And the day is gone already. You hardly get 5 minutes little rest for yourself. And you haven't finished your tasbihat, you haven't finished your tilawat, and still we get time to pass time. We don't know the value of the month of Ramadan. Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali gave one very beautiful example for us to understand the value of Ramadan. If the government of a country, any country, Muslim, non-Muslim country, they say that all the Muslims in our country, for the month of Ramadan, we're going to give them money printing machines. That you take in South Africa, it will print 10 rand, 20, 50, 100, 200 rand notes. Whatever the denominations are in the other countries. But it's a manual machine, not a press button. You have to turn it. And it will only start working when the moon has been established, certified that the moon has been sighted. That is the time the machine will start working. And you can print whatever you want to, 10 rand, 50, 100, 200 rand notes, legal tender, 100%. No tax on it, no questions from the tax man or from anyone. And it will work from that time. A person will buy extra phones and he will tell his friends, inform me first whenever the moon has been sighted. Because he wants to start printing. And nobody will put it on 10 rand and 20 rand. Everyone will put it on the highest denomination. And it will work, you have to turn it all the time. For 30 days, day and night, Nobody will get tired. They'll just be printing and printing. And then it will stop when the moon is sighted for Eid. So nobody will want to get that news that the moon has been sighted, so that you can print anymore. In the 30 days, how many 200 rand notes or whatever the denominations of countries are, how many you will print? But in this month of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala has given us a sawab making machine. And whatever, every nafil, it becomes the value of a faraz. And every faraz becomes the value of 70 farais. What a month this is. So how can we waste time in this month? And then to give us an idea that every nafal becomes the value of a faraz. Shaykh Sir Hindi Rahmatullah Ali, most probably, he has said that the whole life's nafal namaz in namazes cannot equal two rakats of faraz. In other words, your whole life's tahajjud, ishraq, chas, tawabin, awabin, and salatul shukr and salatul hajj, all your nafil namazes cannot equal two rakats. Fajr is two rakats faraz. Your whole life's faraz, nafil cannot equal a faraz. Faraz is faraz. The value of that. Now imagine on awabin namaz, how lot sawab. Tahajjud namaz, how lot sawab. All the other namazes, how lot of sawab. In the month of Ramadan, a person who makes a nafil by day or night, Allah Ta'ala gives him a palace in Jannat which has got 60 doors for the nafil namazes that he makes. And each door is a golden door with red sapphire rubies on it. And it opens into another palace again. And that palace is so big, there is a tree growing there, that a person on a fast horse, 500 years, he won't cover the shade of that tree. How big is that palace? The tree is so big. How big must the palace be? And 60 palaces like that, in that one palace, 60. Besides all the other things of a person. This is for the nafil namaz. This is that month of Ramadan. And before we go further, we have to speak more still on what the, so that it can sit into us what this month. Buzurgs are such that the first of Shawwal, each day, they are looking for next Ramzan already. Waiting for next Ramzan. That they know the value. Others, 6 months before they start preparing already. People go to this extent. For Ramadan, they will take a loan from somebody for their monthly expenses in Ramadan. So for Hajj also many people do this. If they don't want any doubt in the money they are using for Ramzan, or any doubt in the money they are using for Hajj. So they take a loan from that person. And they use that money so that they know the month of Ramadan was done with 100% lawful money. And then they pay back again after Ramzan, they pay that person back again. For Hajj, when they come back, they pay the person back again. So that they, in case, today there's so much of contamination. Hey, we know it's so difficult to stay away from interest. Where you get involved, what masail they are, and how the business, the tentacles of this whole the jal system has been set such a way that it has become so difficult. So anyway, 6 months before they prepare for Ramzan, 1 year before they prepare for Ramadan, this is such a month that really it has to be given this due. May Allah make it that we realize the value of this month. And then together with that, this month has got rozas. Roza is with Ramzan. But roza we can keep in the whole year, and Allah give us tawfiq to keep nafil rozas in the year. But anyway, rozas again, and faraz rozas of the month. To understand that, ulama have written, if you have to must a roza for legal, valid reasons also, you have to must it. And you can keep rozas your whole lifetime. You cannot make up for the barakat and the value of the Ramzan roza. That you cannot make up for. The compensation will be done. You broke a faraz roza without a valid reason, you have to keep 60 consecutive rozas. Many people do it, alhamdulillah, Allah reward them. There are such brothers amongst us, when they realized it, they kept the 60 rozas. So we should keep it. But still, the roza of Ramadan, it cannot be compensated for. One buzur who missed his namaz with jama'at, so he knows that with jama'at, 27 times more sawab, 25 times more sawab. So he made his namaz, who of us will do that? Repeat, if we missed our zuhr with jama'at, we made it in time. But we didn't do it with jama'at. And we repeat it 25 times. Repeat it 27 times. Today, who of us will do that? When he did that, Allah Ta'ala sent an angel to him who told him that you have repeated your namaz 20, but what about the Ameen of the Malaika? That when the Imam reads, Wala Dhalin, then Ameen, and whose Ameen coincides, then the says Ameen, it coincides with the Malaika's Ameen. On your Surah Fatiha, that Ameen. So your whole life's nafil cannot equal a faraz. This is that. And then there are these rozas. Then Quran Sharif has been revealed. And Quran Sharif has got its natural link and affiliation with Ramadan. We just see people are reading more Quran Sharif. Tarawih Allah has made. That's another great ni'mat. A poet says that, oh Allah, your favors are so many. My lap is too small. I can't gather. My basket is too small. They are overflowing. And here in the month of Ramadan, what is not Allah Ta'ala giving us? It's the month of Ramadan, Shahru Ramadan. Allah says it's the month of Ramadan. Like you are exclaiming something. It is just how other people, Allah make us maaf and make our, correct our taste. Cup final. They count down for the cup final. Count down for this. Today, Alhamdulillah, there are people who have got the countdown for Ramadan. By the days, by the hours, by the minutes. But today, that is all more on the computer. In the heart, what is the countdown? We don't know, but just it's a nice little program and getting people excited. But anyway, it is something. But for everything else, countdown. When a person hears that his team won, a person hears that he did it in his matric, he passed in his matric, they go mad over these things. And in that one night of their madness, they become mad for life. They lose all their sanity. And they become mad for the rest of their life. What things the person does on that. Yeah, the month of Ramadan, every year Allah is sending. And it's coming with its rozas. And it's coming with the Quran Sharif. And it's coming with du'as also. It's coming with tarawih also. And fortunate are those who are adding all the nawafil also, the tahajjud, and the namazes with jamaat, etc. And who have been blessed with that spirit of Ramadan. And the more we will talk about it, the more we will think about it, the more we will make dua, Allah will bless us also more. And that is the reason that we have to try and create this environment. Allah Ta'ala reward our buzurgs. Our limited, in the past we don't know so much, but Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahab, rahmatullah alayh, from whom we learn about having i'tikaf for Ramadan, etc. And what an environment is created there. So wherever there is this form, and today we know what is happening in the outside world. Young people, etc. Ramadan is not being appreciated. The honor of Ramadan is not there. People are flagrantly blasting the commands of Allah Ta'ala and not care. So this little bit environment is something at least. But we should all try and build up this in us to appreciate this month of Ramadan. To give you an idea also of the value of this month, in one of the other provinces in South Africa, a Muslim man who was far from deen, he was running a shabin and a brothel. 12 months of the year, running his shabin and brothel. But Ramzan should come, he shouldn't keep rozas also, he was far. But his shabin and brothel is closed. His patrons, customers, used to fight with him. They say that Ramzan is not for us, we are non-Muslims. We want to carry on the way we want to. And your shabin, a brothel. But he respected Ramadan to that limit that he shouldn't run it during the month of Ramadan. His maut came 27 Ramadan. So whatever we can respect this month of Ramadan, what to say of those, and those who are naturally inclined and look forward, and we want to make our ibadah. And like one time at the Markaz in Nizamuddin, a small young boy who wasn't making 5 times namaz for us also, but he went in jamaat, he started making. One night, Maulana Sulaiman Janji Sahab, rahmatullah alayhi, narrated this. He's running from his room and he says, my tahajjud time is going, my tahajjud time is going. A person who wasn't interested in faraz namaz, now he's so worried, my tahajjud time is going. Those who have, Allah gave the taste of tahajjud, and sometimes you get delayed or something, then you realize. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahab, rahmatullah alayhi, used to narrate to us, one person, alim, senior alim, elderly age, was going, he had to go for some work, And a young alim, he went with him to for khidmat on the way, and he made the young alim the amir. And on the way, this old alim, they were traveling by train. So tahajjud time, when with the bug bites you, and now you can't stay without your tahajjud. He wanted to get up. So the young amir saw young alim, so he told him, no, today I'm the amir. We are on safar, tahajjud is not necessary, it's nothing like that, and on safar even more. So I order you to sleep, you must take rest. When we get there, we've got work to do where we reach. After the bug has bitten, now you can't sleep, it's impossible. So he pressed his legs again. He said, please, just permit me. So he saw my sleep is going to get disturbed. So he says, go, carry on. So when the bug bites like this, may Allah let it bite us also. And today, unfortunately, we haven't got the jazba for faraz namaz. And blessed are those people whom Allah has blessed, where the nawafil. I saw our ustad, Hafiz Abdul Rahman, Mia Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. At that time, we were young still, round about 20. Hafiz Sahib might have been about 45, 50. And your 20 person will look at a 50-year-old person as an old man. So anyway, after Zuhr, we should have classes in the school classes. We all had to walk there. And Hafiz Sahib should come from his house. But he had appointed boys to come to his house, and from there he starts listening to their door. Not just in class, his work wasn't in class, but his life was Quran Sharif. So from there, from his house, it might be easily a 10-minute walk, a 10-12-minute walk, but that time also he wouldn't waste. When he would notice a car is coming in, which ran along parallel with the fence, with not barbed wire, just ordinary wire. And he would apprehend that they're going to stop and talk with him, make salam. An old man, we should get shocked. He should go through the wires to avoid them. For the sake of deen. Just so that his minute doesn't get wasted also. His half a minute doesn't get wasted. And today, whether it's a madrasa time, or we don't pay any attention, we are talking outside, we are doing what and what. And I'm going off, but just let me just say this also. I noticed my own experience that when we as ustads in the madrasa, when we go late first of all, the mutawallis are not there to check all the time, we go late for one, and then the ustads make their meetings again, and they start talking, and we waste another 15 minutes, half an hour, three quarter. One harm of this is when we go in the class, the children, they're not going to learn. And we say they must learn, we're giving them time. If they could learn without a ustad, then we didn't need a ustad. The ustad is there to see that they also learning. Now you start hitting the children, getting angry on the children. And from Allah's side, there is a system that is working. You didn't appreciate that time, Allah makes it compulsorily now, that the school now has extramural activities. Now they got ballet dancing. Now they got a singing lesson. Now they got some athletics. Now they got physical training. Now they got this excursion, that excursion. Because we didn't make Qadr appreciate, Allah Ta'ala put this in its place. So we mustn't blame anyone else for these things. These things are our own doings. And when we do things correctly, Allah puts barakat in those things. Then your little time, your little effort has got barakat. I can't comprehend still. Maulana Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to say that when you explain to non-Muslims that Muslims have barakat in their time, that's why they can make five times a day namaz. They go 40 days in Jamaat every year, how many brothers? 4 months they go every year. Barakat. Hajj is faraz once in a lifetime. How many try their best to go every year? Now with quota system it is, but before people should go every year for Hajj. How they manage all this? They take out zakat, they give out lillah, still they are living it up. There is barakat. So what is barakat? You want to look at barakat, the meaning in a dictionary? Dictionary haven't got that. You have to live it. Allah puts barakat. Like for example, we see our great buzurgs, that how much of the time in ibadat, but on the other side, the work they have done, academic work, you can't work it out. So much so that the West had to say that Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi wasn't a person, it was an organization. One person, according to them, it's impossible he can do so much work. And in our times, Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith Mahal Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, other great, what great work they have done. To write, to translate Fazail-e Amal is a job. To read it every night, 5-10 minutes is a job. And Hazrat wrote the whole kitab. And then again, Fazail-e Sadaqat, part 1, part 2, Awjazul Masalik. How many other kitabs of Hazrat? Where did they get the time? When Allah Ta'ala puts barakah. And when we make qadr, they look after the pens and the pounds will look after themselves. If we look after time. So Ramzan is not a time to pass. It's a very valuable. One subhanallah in Ramzan, the 11 months subhanallah can never equal them. One, la ilaha illallah, nastaghfirullah, nas'alullah al-jannah, wa na'udhu billahi minan nar. One, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad, wa anzilhu al-maqad al-muqarraba indaka yawm al-qiyamah. What is the value of that? One, Allahumma inni as'aluka eeshatan naqiyah. Oh Allah, I ask you a pure life. وَمِيْتًا سَوِيًّا and a clean and a happy death. وَمَرَدًّا غَيْرَ مُخْزِيٌ وَلَا فَاضِحٌ and when I return to you, not a dishonorable way, not in a regrettable way. One lady who just passed away now in Ramzan in Kimberley. She was ill about 85 years. So Maulana Muhammad Jina Sahib also went there, very close ties they've got. So he shouted from outside and told the ladies, they must read Kalima for her, make Talqeed. She must read Shahada. She said, I know that. And she read Kalima and she just finished. May Allah give us such more. But it will be how we live. And Ramzan, our year will be how we spend Ramzan. And our mort will be how we spend our life. Hazrat Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say that live your life like Ramzan, your mort will come like Eid. So in Ramzan, we do appreciate, generally everyone at least, everyone is not watching all the TV. The person who drinks, doesn't drink openly, he hides and drink now. A person who doesn't keep roza, hopefully he hides and eat, not openly. So there is a great difference. So everyone somehow does appreciate, but the more we appreciate. So look at Allah's favors that He has blessed us with and appreciate this month. So this month is the month of Ramadan, which is more than enough as a great treasure which Allah has blessed each one. You don't have to be a Maulana to have Ramzan. You don't have to be a Buzurg that Ramzan comes to you. Ramzan goes to everyone, to the whole world. It just asks for us to open our arms and open our hearts and welcome Ramadan. Then Ramzan comes, what a guest that has come, what a load of gifts. Not only your guest is such an honorable gift, what Quran Sharif, it has been revealed, there's the month of the Quran, what rozas, what taraweeh, what tahajjud, what tilawat, what zikr, what dua, and alhamdulillah, a cherry on the top from our mashayikh that we have learned, what islah also. And if we make our islah, just like a person who is a diabetic, and somebody told him, in fact for piles, it's famous, one hakim in India, you go there and you go to him, you do piles, he treats only piles patients. He tells you, pull down your trouser. And the next he tells you, pull up your trouser. Your piles are in a bottle years ago. Whole life you are rid of piles. No pile problem for you anymore. He just in a jiffy he does it. If somebody, ask those people who got piles problem. May Allah save us all from all illnesses. One person, one time I was at one place, and one good friend of mine pointed one person, very, very wealthy, very well, money is pouring on him. But he says there isn't a single second, split second, 24 hours that his body is not itching him. All the time he tried, what treatment. And so you can have all the money, but you can't sleep. You got all the money, it's itching you, it's scratching you all the time. What is that? Or anything else? And Allah, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ. Only Allah knows His armies. And how the armies of Allah work? Allahu Akbar. The Jews of Khaybar, the Banu Nadir, they have locked themselves up in their area. How did Allah attack them? Not from outside. Allah put fear inside in their hearts. Allah can put fear in any person, make you restless. You just don't find peace anywhere. Whatever you eat, you're not enjoying. Whatever you do, your friends, you are with your wife, your children. But if Allah takes out the peace from your heart, what are you going to do? And Allah puts it with restlessness. All the time you are restless. So this is all. And in making Allah happy, Allah will make you happy. So this is the month that we try really sincerely turn to Allah and make Allah happy. Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam wa ilayka ya'udu salam. As-salam is from Allah. And Allah will give you that peace. And this is that honorable month which Allah has blessed us. This talk should have been given quite a bit earlier. But even then, let us appreciate this month. It's a very great and honorable month. And let us try and make the most out of it. And the least is, if we can't make even a bit out of Ramzan, but don't spoil our and other people's Ramzan by going, showing them cell phones, see this message came, this, look at this photo, look at that photo, anything else, engaging in talks here. If we can't do anything, tilawat, but don't engage somebody in a talk. You go and sit on your, or go and lie down and sleep is better. But don't engage in talking. Talking is the most, the worst enemy in a khanqah. Talking, and you just fall into unnecessary talk. Even just, how are you, that also try and avoid it. At the most, just say salam and just carry on doing your work. Let them call you, you're a snob. Let them call you, you're thinking too much of yourself. But you just occupy yourself. And in this way, we buzurgs who lived in this way. May Allah let us also appreciate this great month and give us the benefits. How many Ramzans we have seen, we didn't take benefit. How many are left for us, we don't know. How many people are going? Almost every day there are janazas. May Allah Ta'ala be kind to us and let us appreciate this great month and save us from all wrong and from all sins. Wa akhiru da'wana.